This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump thanked Iran for releasing a Chinese-American academic it had detained since 2016 in exchange for an Iranian scientist arrested last year. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The U.S. released Iranian stem cell expert Masoud Soleimani in exchange for the liberation of Shiye Wang, a Chinese-American detained in Iran for 3 years on espionage charges. On Twitter, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif uploaded a picture of him and Soleimani aboard a plane allegedly flying back to Iran. Soleimani was arrested at Chicago Airport in October 2018 for allegedly attempting to export biological materials to Iran, violating U.S. sanctions on the country over its nuclear program. Shiye Wang, meanwhile, is a Princeton University graduate who is said to have been conducting dissertation research in Iran in 2016 when he was detained.
That's Emer McCarthy. President Trump and top U.S. officials are reaffirming America's commitment to Saudi Arabia in the wake of a Saudi Air Force student shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The king will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people, as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, you know, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News.